7.
We've got right around 10 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, Mix 96.7. And so pleased to have with us a special guest.
We have the director of the Development Services Agency, Lydia Mihalik, with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good to talk to you again.
We're good. And you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Everything is great.
Good. A little busy?
Just a little bit, yeah, but that's okay.
Bring us through some of the help that the state is doing and what has transpired for the small businesses that are out there. I know the liquor buyback program and those kind of programs were announced, you know, a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There are some things that are going on now that are also helping. What exactly are you going through now?
Sure. So there are many things that are being offered for small businesses right now. And while we have our existing programming that's available through the state of Ohio and our small business development centers and our minority business assistance centers, the real volume of resources came in the form of the CARES Act last week. And the CARES Act has within it some really nice programs that actually help small businesses continue their operations, keep people employed, and that's actually out of that 7A program that you can access through your local bank, and they're basically calling it the Paycheck Protection Program. There's another program, too, called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, and that program Ohio actually qualified for a couple of weeks ago when the governor requested the designation from the federal government. And that particular program actually had some additional things that were very helpful to small businesses. There's a $10,000 advance with that EIDL program right now. And I guess the gist is that there was a lot included in that CARES Act that has lots of resources for small businesses in all across Ohio.
Are the banks the ones who are going to basically being the ones that are helping businesses fill out all the paperwork?
Yeah, so actually our lending institutions all across the state, the ones that are what I would call the SBA 7A banks that have been approved by the SBA to do this work, are going to be very critical in getting the small businesses the relief that they need. And you can access, actually, I'll get you a good link that you can put up on your website and share with your listeners, that where you can find a SBA-approved lender to take advantage of this Paycheck Protection Program. But, you know, ultimately, guys, and I think this gets lost because we talk a lot about, well, what is out there to help small businesses. The best thing we can do for our economy right now is adhere to the governor's stay-at-home order, do the things that are necessary to slow the spread and to flatten the curve. And I think that, you know, I think we're in day 9 or 10 of the stay-at-home order. The only way that we get out of this is if people actually adhere to it. And so that's really what we're pushing lately.
Can you bring us back to how these programs evolved? At some point, you're all sitting in a room with and talking on conference calls with other people and businesses, asking what help you need. Kind of bring us through how one of these went through, because we all see the 2 p.m. press conference, but we don't see
behind the scenes.
Right, exactly.
Well, I would say that there are a lot of different inputs through this process, and we've done a lot of consultation with actual business owners to try and understand what it is that they're going through right now. We've also tried to get all of our programs lined up, our existing programs lined up that maybe people weren't quite aware of, because really the economy up until this point has been churning away for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And some businesses have done great, and they haven't had to access programs that the state or the federal government have available to them. And so a lot of our existing programs are being called upon right now. And the more that we can communicate what those things are and help these folks who are really in need, you know, the better everyone will be. But I think, you know, right now our biggest focus, and the governor again has been very clear about this, particularly at his 2 o'clock press conferences, is the way we get the economy back on and moving again is by really focusing on our health. And so that's really been the main focus at this point, is trying to implore folks to just adhere to the order, and let's get this thing ridden out so that we can eventually get to the peak, and then ride it down, and then eventually get the economy turned back on again.
What are some of the programs that people kind of overlook that were there in the past that they're now being called upon?
So we have several small business development centers across the state, and they're all certified business coaches who have the expertise to walk folks through the process. And I think what we're hearing from our folks in the field across the SBDC network, as we would say, is that there's a tremendous drain right now on that system. And we're perfectly okay with that because we want to be able to share the knowledge that we have. And I think that we're even at the point now where we're getting ready to hire more folks who can be helpful to these small businesses as they navigate a time period that really none of us have experienced before. And without knowing just exactly when this is all going to be over, I think, you know, that can be really challenging if you think about, you know, our restaurants that have been impacted, or maybe a non-essential business that's been impacted. You know, it's hard to determine just exactly when, you know, we're going to be able to get back to, you know, quote, normal. And so these coaches are there to help them, you know, try and manage financially through the process, and then also connect them with resources that are there as well.
The big thing about the stay-at-home order is making sure that only essential businesses are open. Who's going to make the call when someone tries to apply for a loan through this program and someone's going to say, wait a minute, you're not an essential business? Who makes that call?
Well, what we've asked folks to do is really try and, you know, take responsibility and police ourselves, right? So we read the order, we make the determination. If you, in fact, are essential and you've consulted with your legal counsel and you can actually make a case for you being essential, I think you're in a good place. However, if you are an essential business, you still have to abide by those, you know, sanitary guidelines, those mm-hmm. social distancing activities. We do have some bad actors out there.
Yeah, we do.
Across mm-hmm. the state. And, you know, I know that mayors across the state are issuing letters to businesses saying, hey, look, this is not a joke. You have to abide by the order. And then, of course, you know, the local health departments of health have jurisdiction in helping to really enforce it. But the hope was that, you know, that we would all kind of take some sense of responsibility and you know, abide by the rules as they are written. I'm not exactly sure, Keith, how you know, that works with some of these loan programs. But you know, our hope is that if more people abide by the rules, we'll get out of this thing a lot quicker.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it certainly the whole protocol has changed on how to deal with something like this down the road. You know.
Well, it has. It certainly has put a major, you know, it's really magnified the importance of public health. And I think if there is, if there's anything to be learned from this, it's that, you know, that there are some great people that do some incredible work behind the scenes to help keep everyone healthy, particularly in a community setting. And I think we will look at public health in a whole new way and how we invest in that mm-hmm. in the days, weeks, and years to come.
Absolutely.
Very true.
I think the next time there's any levy for public health, it's kind of a given.
This is very true. We're learning a lot, aren't we?
So everyone healthy at your homestead, Drew and everybody?
Everybody's healthy. I know that, you know, my kids are really missing the hugs from their grandparents right now, mm-hmm. But I know that they swing by on occasion and they get to see each other through the front window. So we're doing everything we can to abide by the rules and to slow the spread, because, you know, lives are at stake, and we want to get through this together.
All right.
Yep. We're all in this together. You're
Thank
right.
you so yeah, much. But, we'll have the conversation up as a podcast, too, mm-hmm. so people can listen
to it again.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
All
and
right.
then will you get
you
us
guys
that
stay
link?
Stay healthy, and I'll get you that link. Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Lydia. We appreciate you,
all right.
you calling in.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Take care, guys. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Director Lydia Mihalik.
Director of the Development Services Agency for the state of Ohio.
It's good to talk to her.
It is. We miss Lydia.
Yeah. And she's doing a lot of great things down in Columbus and making sure that small businesses exist. As someone who has owned a small business, I can't even imagine what that is like.
The stress. Oh. I know a few business owners, and they are stressed.